2 years ago, right about this time of year, I made a hospital visit to visit and anoint a parishioner before she had a surgery. Susie was the heart and soul of the last parish I served. She and her husband, Bill, had been attending the church since the 1960s when they were a young couple. Susie and Bill together had done just about everything in the church, from serving on the vestry to being Sunday school teachers and prayer team members to making home visitations, and they even every Saturday straightened up the pews. They prayed for people in those pews every Saturday before worship. People often said casually and with affection that Susie was a saint of the church. Susie had had issues with her heart. She'd gone in to get stents and to keep her blood flowing many times. And this time she required open heart surgery. The entire prayer team, all the Sunday school teachers, there were 30 people that gathered around Susie the day before her surgery. They prayed for healing and health for Susie. I asked Susie in the room with her daughter before the surgery if she was afraid of anything. She simply grabbed my hand and looked at me, and she said, "God is love, and I abide in love." She was paraphrasing 1 John 4:16. She probably taught it to the children many times. I didn't know it in the moment, but that was the last conversation that Susie would have in her earthly life. Something went awry during what was otherwise a perfect surgery, and a blood clot went to her brain. She was in a coma for a few weeks. Machines wound up doing most of her breathing. And finally, her children and her husband were able to together decide to allow Susie to come off of the machines that were keeping her alive. We don't know how Lazarus died. We only know that he was ill for a few days, and by the time Jesus made it back to his home, he was gone. We also hear how Jesus was so deeply upset and disturbed by his death that he was moved to tears. The other time we're going to hear this story in our lectionary cycles coming up, and it's in the middle, it's dead square in the middle of Lent. So it's hard to ignore, especially when we're in the season of Lent, that this story foreshadows the resurrection of Jesus Christ, his victory over death in the grave. But today, as we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, today we have a chance to acknowledge Jesus' tears. Here we have a profound reminder that God suffers with us. God grieves with us. Jesus wept. God is love, and we abide in love. Those who abide in love abide in God. Jesus faced his friend's death. He grieved. And then he came to the tomb. And this is where we see Jesus as an agent and symbol of God's abiding love. And it's not because he brought Jesus or Lazarus back to life. My friend Kristen Krantz explains it this way. His abiding love is rooted in the last words of our gospel passage. "Unbind him and let him go." This is the lesson the saints teach us, that to live God's love, we must wake from the death that is without God and live unbound by fear. On days like today, I think of all the people I've met in my life in the church who've taught me about abiding in God's love. The small and big ways that so many before our lifetime, in our lifetime, have given their lives and their substance to the church so that others might know the love of God they knew so well. Susie and her husband happened to be featured in the All Saints pledge materials the year that she died. She wrote just before she died something not unlike what we might experience here at Calvary. She wrote, "Suddenly 50 years have gone by since we were married here in 1965. Now we're slower, But there's such a feeling of love from everyone that it's hard to describe the joy. Still work to do as Bill straightens the books in the pews. I refill the pew pockets, and we both pray someone will complete a welcome card and come back. When I help in godly play, the children make me feel loved. This is a place of prayer and praise through its amazing music and choir and preaching God's word to all, including the children. The stained glass windows shine anew every Sunday, and always there are ways to give and to help those in need through the outreach programs of peace and justice to the world. Imagine 50 years of giving and finding love at the church. Is it possible to know such love? Yes, it is. Everyone is welcome. It's you, and it's me. In our brief lives here on earth, we have a chance to abide in God. We have a chance to take the gift of our days on earth, the gift of what God gave us, and to offer that so that the glory of God will release us from the grip of all that causes fear and open us to a vision of new life. That's why on a day like today, we remember those who went before us in faith. In a few minutes, we'll pray for those who died in the year past. And then we'll rise up and we'll offer our prayers for this church. We'll offer our pledges of time and talent and treasure. All of it's our pledge to fully live right here and now, to wake from the death of life without God, to live unbound by fear. In a world and present time that threatens to kill our individual spirits and bind our collective souls, today we will live unbound by fear. Our pledges and prayers will serve as our outpouring of faith. And then we'll receive bread and wine made holy. And that's going to fill us up and give us courage, the courage we need to boldly live our faith and abide in love. Life is precious and short. And ultimately, as people who abide in love, we abide in God. So we have nothing to fear. Amen.